Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And yesterday we saw that when we gather together as a church, there is to be the peace of God among us, because God is not the author of confusion. And the broadcasting of God's peace requires this. It requires the clarity of God's words. First century church life was a little bit different than what we have today. So we have to keep in mind that at this time in the life of the church, the first century, many things were still evolving into some of the formal roles that we have now, such as the role of deacons and pastors. And you see this happening through books like Acts and Titus and Timothy. It wasn't quite as formal as we have it today. It was a bit more free flow, if you will. So many of the church plants were still under construction as far as their leadership. Thus, you may have had several prophets. This is what we see in the Corinthian church. That does not negate the theological reality that when God's involved and His presence manifest, there will be order and peace and not pandemonium. So notice that Paul puts some boundaries around the number and the process of speakers. In verses 27 through 28, Paul tells us that there should be two or three tongue speakers in order, but only if an interpreter is there. And if there is no interpreter, then there's no public tongues being spoken. Why are these parameters in place? Is it in order to keep the service to a certain length? I don't think so. Paul had no problem with preaching through the night. I don't think the time factor was as prevalent to them as it is in our American culture. So what gives? Well, let's continue to look at the text to see if we get any other clues that can help us. We see in verses 29 through 32 that two or three prophets can speak. So as with those who may speak in a tongue, so it is with prophets who present a clear word from God. There is a limit and a process. No more than three, and if God reveals a word to one prophet in the moment, then the prophet speaking is to stop, sit down, and hear this real-time word from God. So you see this process and the limit of the number of prophets, and the design was so that the clarity of God's word would be prominent, so that people would be built up by the word. In our churches today, having too many speakers is usually not the problem. But there is an important element for us to consider, especially if you are a pastor, and that is this: your words and your message are to be clear. When you pray today, please remember Stan Scroggins and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines, and also remember the Zanaki Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.